G8 leaders condemned the sinking of the South Korean warship this past March that an international investigation said was carried out by North Korea. They call on Iran's leaders to respect rule of law and freedom of expression. On Afghanistan, the G8 presses the government of President Hamid Karzai to demonstrate tangible progress in time for a key conference next month in Kabul that it is taking on greater responsibility for security. Addressing a key tension spot in the Middle East, the draft communique calls current tensions in Gaza unsustainable. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper also delivered this message where Iran and North Korea are concerned.
The governments of Iran and North Korea have chosen to acquire weapons to threaten their neighbors. The world must see to it that what they spend on these weapons will not be the only cost that they incur.
G8 leaders now shift to Toronto for the larger G20 summit, including the G8 nations, the United States, Canada, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, Italy, and Japan, and major developing economic powers such as China and India. As the G20 got underway, Afghanistan was to be a major topic in President Obama's first face-to-face meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, also likely to include discussion of the transition to a new U.S. and NATO commander, General David Petraeus. Before the G8 summit, the two leaders discussed shared strategy for Afghanistan and Pakistan and had underscored what the White House called their firm commitment to the NATO mission in Afghanistan. After comments Mr. Cameron made to Sky Television on Friday that he would like to see British troops leave Afghanistan by 2015, senior U.S. officials said the U.S. remains comfortable with commitments from allies in Afghanistan. U.S. forces are supposed to begin a conditions-based drawdown in July of 2011. On Iran, G8 leaders discussed implementation of the UN Security Council resolution, imposing significant new sanctions for Iran's defiance of international demands to halt its uranium enrichment program, which Western powers say is aimed at developing a nuclear weapon. President Obama's talks Saturday with China's President Hu Jintao are likely to cover, in addition to Iran, Beijing's implementation of its pre-summit decision to allow its currency to rise in value against the U.S. dollar. Asked about the conclusions of the G8 on economic issues, Canadian Prime Minister Harper summarized a concern he said all leaders shared, the need to avoid a repeat of risks and events that led to the 2008 financial crisis.
We can't afford some particular event that would cause a series of cascading events and a downward spiral of confidence in global markets.
Harper said he has never been at a G8 summit where leaders seemed to more deeply feel the necessity of common action and purpose and were more fundamentally united in purpose. What the wider G20 group will say about the global economy remains to be seen, though there have been indications of the direction a final communique may take when the summit concludes on Sunday. At the G8, leaders such as Germany's Angela Merkel underscored domestic pressures they face to bring down deficits and control spending. President Obama, for his part, emphasized the importance of maintaining durable economic growth and the risks of sharply reducing stimulus spending. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Toronto.